Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar. I'm Neil.
And I'm Rob. Hello.
Today we're talking about the passive voice.
Yes, the passive voice. In English, we can talk about things in both the active and passive voice.
Yes, and we're going to start with the active voice. And here's Mike with our first example.
Pharrell Williams sang the song Happy.
And one more time.
Pharrell Williams sang the song Happy.
Pharrell Williams sang the song Happy. Good song, isn't it, Rob?
Well, it makes me happy anyway.
And in grammatical terms, we've got the subject, Pharrell Williams, and the verb, sang, and then the object of the verb, the song Happy. And that is an example of the active voice, because the performer of the action, the doer, is at the beginning of the sentence, Pharrell. We're focusing on the person or the thing that does the action of the verb.
OK, so far, so good. But what if we want to focus on what receives the action? That's the object in the active sentence. What if we're more interested in the song than we are in the singer? Can we put the song Happy at the beginning of a sentence?
Well, yes, we can. But the grammar needs to change. Listen carefully.
The song Happy was sung by Pharrell Williams.
Again?
The song Happy was sung by Pharrell Williams.
So now the receiver of the action, the song Happy, comes first. It changes place with the doer. And because we've changed the sentence structure, we need to make two changes to the sentence. First, we need to add the verb to be in the correct form. Second, we have to use the past participle of the verb.
And that gives us a sentence in the passive voice.
The song Happy was sung by Pharrell Williams.
Let's listen to those two sentences one more time. Active voice.
Pharrell Williams sang the song Happy.
And passive voice.
The song Happy was sung by Pharrell Williams.
Thanks, Mike. And the two sentences have exactly the same meaning, don't they, Neil?
They do. They have exactly the same meaning. So you might be wondering why we need two different ways of saying the same thing.
Yes, I was wondering that. But the good thing about passive sentences is that we can give the receiver of the action more importance in our sentence by putting it at the start. But that's not the only reason that the passive voice is useful, right, Neil?
Right. The passive voice is really useful when we don't know who or what performed the action, or if anyone knows it. So we don't need to say it. Can we have an example, please, Mike?
Millions of cars were sold in 2012.
And one more time.
Millions of cars were sold in 2012.
So that's a passive sentence with millions of cars at the start. Then we've got the verb to be, plus the past participle, were sold. And then for the doer of the action, well, there is no doer.
What's that, Neil? No doer of the action at all? Sounds strange? Well, actually, we don't have to have a doer in a passive sentence. So, if the doer is not really important, or if it's obvious, we can leave it out. We know that some people sold all these millions of cars, but we don't have to say it.
Yes, so we leave the performer of the action out if it's not important, or if everybody knows.
Right. You can also leave the doer out if you don't know it, like this.
My bicycle was stolen last weekend.
Oh, Mike.
Poor Mike.
6 Minute Grammar. From bbclearningenglish.com.
And we're talking about the passive voice. Now, to make sentences in the passive voice, we change the form of the verb to be. Here's a present tense example.
Millions of songs are downloaded every day.
Again?
Millions of songs are downloaded every day.
And a past tense example.
15 million songs were downloaded yesterday.
And now it's time for a quiz. Change these sentences from active into passive, and remember, you might not need a doer. OK, number one. People speak Spanish in Cuba and Chile.
And the answer is, Spanish is spoken in Cuba and Chile. Number two, the police arrested 10 people last night.
And the answer is, 10 people were arrested last night. OK, last one. Brazil won the 1994 World Cup.
Ah, I remember it well. Mm. The 1994 World Cup was won by Brazil. And the doer Brazil is important here, isn't it, Rob?
Yes, it's very important.
So we don't leave it out.
Well done if you got all those right. So that's the passive voice. We use it to give importance to the receiver of the action of a verb or when we don't know who did it or everyone knows it.
And there's more about this on our website at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again soon for more 6-Minute Grammar. Bye.
Bye-bye.